Today is Judgment Day for the WCOV Fox 20 Court Block. Weekdays from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Thank you for watching.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hearts of the cocktail seem to flow. Gin, tankery, more Chardonnay. Christmas is near. Drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold. More where the wool. Don't be the dink. Watch what you drink. Don't be a jerk. Don't pop the cork. Don't take the wheel. Don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick. Don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a bud. Don't drink and drive. If you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Hearts on the cocktail seem to blow. Don't drive away, don't swear the plate. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more grab a bowl. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive, she's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzes like the fishes, you will land your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Eight people are recovered alive from a U.S. Navy plane crash in the Pacific, with three still missing.
The Navy plane was on its way across the Pacific to the Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, which is operating in the Philippine Sea. The Navy says the plane went down in the ocean southeast of Okinawa, and the Japan-based 7th Fleet is working with the Reagan to conduct search and rescue operations.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Trump says we don't need a liberal winning Alabama's Senate race, and that we have to listen to Republican Roy Moore's denials of sexual misconduct with young girls. And Moore tells the Alabama cable network,
I never engaged in sexual misconduct with anybody.
His opponent, the Democrat Doug Jones, says at a town hall campaign event in Huntsville,
look past R's and D's and compare and see who do you want to represent you in the United States Senate.
The special election in Alabama is December 12th. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like turkey. Available in grocery stores everywhere for a few bucks. But since you love to pay extra, you'll want the new iTurkey from Apple. Starting at only $799, the iTurkey has Bluetooth connectivity that enables you to call dibs on your favorite part of the bird right from your iPhone. Want to make sure everyone gets seconds? Just enter the number of guests into the touchscreen mounted under the wing. The iTurkey will automatically weigh each portion as it slides and sound an alarm when someone's gotten their fair share.
Gobble, gobble.
What's more, those pricey wireless earbuds can be converted into handy salt and pepper shakers. Forget getting in line for Black Friday deals on iPhones. This year, you'd better get in line at your favorite supermarket now to get your iTurkey. Because, of course, we've planned for them to be sold out everywhere. The iTurkey, exclusively from Apple. Because we just love to gobble your money.
Are you traveling this holiday season? Well, this morning show is portable. You can take it on planes, trains, and automobiles. Wake up with Greg Budell and Jay Scott.
Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Ah! Emily Hayes.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Start by wiping that dumbass smile off your rosy cheeks.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I broke the law, and for that I'm really sorry. I am. It'll never happen again. However, you impound our car. I'm going to be unable to get my friend here home in time for his Thanksgiving dinner.
So stuff that bird and stick it in the oven. Here comes three men and a lady.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game. Hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year. Oh, they're going to go all the way.
Did Rich Thomas break the law and the law won?
Yes.
Is that what I understand that to be? That's funny.
Hysterical.
You're right on that count, too. We've got Jay Scott joining us. Emily. She'll be here, too. But right now, it's time for Rich's forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
5 minutes after six, and the big travel day is here. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Good bit of sunshine out there today. Comfortable. It's a little cool right now. We're at 40, but I think the afternoon high will be around 65 for the hunters. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour today. Partly cloudy, chilly again tonight. I think we end up right around 40 this time tomorrow morning. Deja vu. And then tomorrow for Thanksgiving, cool sunshine, but a nice day with a high around 64. Great weather for the Turkey Day Classic here in town. Low tomorrow night, 42. Black Friday, sunshine, high 66. Iron Bowl Saturday, upper 60s, mostly sunny. Kickoff temperature 65. I've covered about 40 of these Iron Bowl Saturdays for you, and this is one of the nicest. A cooler day Sunday with a high around 60 and down to the low 30s on Monday morning. Right now, clear skies, and the winds are light, and our temperature is 40 at 6 minutes after 6. Bryson's Fine Jewelry and East Chase open at 10 o'clock this morning. They're over there next to Costco on East Chase Boulevard. And the owner is a third-generation master jeweler. Go by and say hi to Stacy. He can guide you through the most difficult purchasing decisions. Bryson's offers antique estate jewelry, including diamonds, diamond engagement rings, Art Deco jewelry. Hey, take advantage of their merchandise that is still coming in for the Christmas season. In fact, they're all set up now. So check out their five-year interest-free financing available every day. The same-day on-site repair service with one-year warranty. Most advanced shop in the River Region, by far. You can talk directly to the guy who's going to be doing your repairs. Nothing is sent outside the store. Bryson's guarantees you're going to be satisfied or they're going to do it again. I mean, in other words, the customer is always right. Bryson's Fine Jewelry, 8073 East Chase Parkway next to Costco, open Monday through Saturday, including today, Thanksgiving Eve, from 10 till 7.
Another showbiz loss yesterday.
Very first show. You know, I'm not sure that they knew how they were going to get the show started, but we were all musical people. And when they told me that David Cassidy was going to play my son on the show, and we were sort of going to be a musical family, you know, we would put the band together and everything, I was so excited because I knew David was such a wonderful singer, and I didn't know the world knew about it. Well, they certainly got to know about it because, as you well know, he became the teen idol of America and was just about the biggest star around for a long, long time.
Hello, world, here's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Doing what you've done all your life and sing us out. Before the band gets together, let me say, David Cassidy, this is your life.
Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue. In the night and I need you. To hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream.
So he passed at the age of 67, and my career crossed paths with his twice when he was at the peak of his popularity, when he did an amazing thing that he did not have to do for a young girl in Chicago who was very ill, the doctors could not figure out what her problem was. And he was coming to town. The only thing that she would respond to was anything involving David Cassidy. So I reached out to Bell Records, which was his label, since he was coming to town. Right. And they arranged for me to meet him backstage before the show. So he called her at the hospital. He wasn't able to drive down to the South Side and visit her, but he spent about 20 minutes on the phone. And then gave me a big pile of David Cassidy clothes and posters, everything he had. And I took that to her after the show. But the weird thing was, he said, we're a little short on security. You're a pretty big guy. Would you mind helping out? I said, be happy to, after all you've done for me.
Right.
Well, this is in the 4,000-seat Erie Crown Theater in Chicago.
I can imagine. Pandemonium.
It was a steam bath in there from overworked teens. And when he came out, it was like standing in the back of a jet engine at full rev. It was deafening. And these girls, these 10, 11, 12-year-old girls are rushing the stage, and I'm halfway up one of the aisles. I didn't think I'd have to do anything but stand there. And I left that night bruised like you wouldn't believe, getting rammed and headbutted and everything else from these girls that were determined to get to the stage and tear off a piece of his clothes. And it must have been the same thing like with the Beatles and so forth. Whatever that thing is that kicks off in girls who want a rock star. I saw it.
So many teenage girls had his huge poster in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
And then in 2003, he came to our radio station. He was doing a show at one of the local venues. So he came by, and I reminded him about the Erie Crown Theater. He says, I remember that show. He said, did I give you a red shirt with a white collar? And yeah, you did. He gave me a shirt, too. And I wore it a lot. I wish I still had it.
He remembered the shirt you gave.
He remembered the show and the year, because he says, we were wearing, you know, these red, white, and blue shirts. He says, did I give you one of those? He says, I know I gave away a bunch when we were in the city. And, uh-huh. I reminded him about the phone call. And he wasn't quite sure if he remembered making the call. I said, but you know, that girl, you saved her life. You saved her life because she was out of the hospital within a few days. And he certainly enjoyed hearing that.
Yeah.
And he was so nice. He was just so nice. We asked him about what it was like to have that, you know, that teen idol thing going on, where you literally are a prisoner of your own fame for however long that lasts. And he admitted that he didn't always handle it real well. He didn't understand it, that, you know, people would go that berserk just because it was him.
How many child stars, you know, there's a bad story that about their future, you know, what happened to them and when they became adults.
Yeah, he struggled. And, of course, the older you get and the longer it continues, the more likely it is to become a public problem.
Yeah.
Because he had several DUIs and stuff, and I'm not too sure I'm down with the dementia explanation. I think that may be a bit of a... He just had a tough time acknowledging that he was an alcoholic and a bad one. Because he had, I think, two or three DUI arrests in recent years. And there's a condition that we learned about in rehab called wet brain. And if you go at it long and hard enough, you know, every time you take just a regular ounce of alcohol, you wash away brain cells.
Sure.
You do that enough, you can permanently impair yourself and not function nearly as well. You lose basic skills. It's parallel to dementia in some respects, mm-hmm, because of the way the brain is affected, but it's not dementia. So at his age, I've always wondered about that. I'm not trying to diss the guy either. Like I said, I had two encounters with him, and it'd be hard to meet anybody nicer that was a real big star for a period of time. So I thought we would address that at this particular point in the show. I'm about ready to post a yay. It's Thanksgiving. How's everybody else? How's Jay and Emily today? Downstairs, there's some delicious, freshly grilled this morning in my underwear sausage.
So good. You could have left the underwear part out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really. Especially when talking about sausage.
No. Oh, God. Well, what I meant was my night pajama.
There's some freshly grilled sausage.
Sure, it's not underwear. I wasn't out there in tidy whities.
Okay, we don't have to explore that anymore.
Yeah, we're done.
And the sausage looks amazing.
See, downstairs. I'm picturing it now, though. You in your tidy whities, cigarette hanging out of the mouth, grilling.
You still have the grill.
Flipping my sausage, yeah.
You still have the grill thing with the light on it. The
headlight burned out on my
spatula.
Yeah. I think I used the high beam too many times. Or I left it on and it burned out. I'm not quite sure what happened there.
Yes.
So, at 6:15, we've got lots to cover this morning. We have a Duncan and some Predict-a-Thumb for the Iron Bowl today.
Right. Yeah.
So they'll be in.
Yeah.
We'll certainly have random facts at 7. Are you going to focus on any particular topic, or is this going to be your...
It's random.
Random.
That's the name of the...
Random turkeys.
The name of the
like,
segment.
You're not going to do a Thanksgiving theme or anything?
I mean, if I can find, I'm sure.
We have a Thanksgiving. True the baloney.
Yay! Shut up, seriously?
That's good enough for her.
Yeah.
You didn't say what's good enough for me.
Well, that seemed to tide you over.
Right.
Like, my random facts, I don't have to, you know...
Tension building.
Yeah,
well,
no,
I just
right?
don't understand why Already. You wouldn't theme them on Thanksgiving week. But, you know, whatever.
Following that, make sure you pay close attention, make notes, whatever you got to do, because Jay will be doing, I'll be doing a pop quiz based on Jay's random facts, and you win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. And if you still got things to pick up for your Thanksgiving table, then let me recommend that you visit Food Outlet and start the process of saving real money, because that's what you will. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. You'll save in every department. If you really pay attention, you know, when you need something at a store and you go buy it, sometimes you just need to have it. You're not really paying attention to the price. But let me suggest that you compare what you are asked to pay for the same grade, if not better, meat, dairy, and bread products at Food Outlet than you are at the big chains. I'm telling you, you're getting ripped off. This week, among other deals, 67 cents a package for Surefire hamburger or hot dog buns if you're going to grill for the Iron Bowl. Ziegler Red Hots, two big packages for $7. And if you want to do steak, you can be a big shot with New York strips at $5.95 a pound. And that's just for starters. Chicken wings, $1.96 if you like to do your own. Food has three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street in the Preferred Community, and I'll see you Sunday morning at Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I am every week. And by the way, Food Outlet will be closed on Thanksgiving Day. At 6:17, we've got news, our first look at the roads, and then the timeline for November 22nd. If that date rings a bell, it should, and we'll cover it.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Tuskegee man, Orlando Marquise Sims, age 19. He's been arrested and charged with two counts of first-degree sodomy. It is believed after an investigation that he sexually assaulted the victim, who was under the age of 12. Sims was a family acquaintance of the victim's. A Eufaula police officer has been placed on leave after being arrested. Officer Dora Bishop was busted for possession of marijuana, second degree. She'd been an officer with Eufaula for 13 months before getting into the Mary Jane. And Montgomery Public Schools reported 5 burglaries at Brubaker Primary and Brubaker Intermediate School between Halloween and the 5th of November. Montgomery police have arrested LaQuinton Grice. He's charged with all 5 burglaries. Grice was foiled by an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
You love Thanksgiving.
This very American holiday, often defined by the pilgrims who landed Massachusetts.
Thanksgiving's a time for family.
What are you grateful for?
People should experience a melange of Thanksgiving feelings.
If we're going to pardon one turkey, we should pardon them all.
I'm drafting this turkey into military service.
Who's hungry?
I promise I will finish that turkey.
I'm not going to make a turkey this year.
You cut the turkey?
I don't eat turkey. I just got off the phone with Gary of Gary's Markets. He has a brick of tofurkey and has agreed to stay open 30 extra minutes.
Well, if it wasn't for all that jabbering, it's a very fine meal.
I'm giving thanks that we don't have to go through this for another year.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, the busiest travel day of the year. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on out on the roadways this morning. So far, so good. No accidents, no delays. Interstate systems, all your major roadways in and around the capital city are accident and delay free. The Toyota-thon is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. That means unbelievable savings. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Check out the long list of ways to save. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Everyone's getting ready for Thanksgiving.
I go home for Thanksgiving.
My favorite part of Thanksgiving is easy. It's food. It's eating.
I have a big potluck-style Thanksgiving dinner.
My sister brings a 12-pound turkey.
We got green beans, yams, and cranberry sauce.
Obviously, you gotta have a turkey.
Even turkeys don't want to spend Thanksgiving with your family.
That is definitely the thing that I am most thankful for, without a doubt.
I'm at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall with Miss Dot. Dot, what do you have coming up?
December 2nd. From 9 until 6 is open house for Christmas.
Tell us what goes on at the Eastbrook Christmas open house.
We'll have a $50 drawing all day long for gift certificates, a cookie or two, great sales. The vendors have been asked to have at least a 20% off sale, and charge cards are fine. Come on, we're ready.
This would be a great time to get things you might need for the holidays.
Yes, we've got any furniture that you need, any extra dishes that you need, flatware, silver. We've got the party dresses and booth 202. Anything you need, we've got records. And above all, we've got some good gifts for you.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard. Don't forget Christmas open house December 2nd.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStarkInsurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Sixth day of the year. There are now 39 days left. Good morning. This is National Jukebox Day. I sure wish I had the space in like a basement or something and I could have a jukebox.
You know what? My friend That's Kathleen so cool. has one in her house, and it's a big one. It's a classic jukebox.
Yeah.
And there's nobody to repair it, and they break constantly. So I what bet. You'd have... is basically an artifact that's nice to look at that mm-hmm. takes up a lot of room.
Yeah. You're probably right, I'm sure.
There's not too many places.
There's this bar in Pensacola called the Elbow Room.
Yes.
There's no windows, but you go in and they're all red light bulbs, so it takes a while for your eyes to adjust. But they have the old jukebox that's like waist high, mm-hmm. and you've got to punch the buttons or whatever. And I don't think the music's been updated since 1977, but it's amazing.
Well, why would you have to?
It's so great. I love it.
It's probably a rockola, huh?
1977, yeah. That's when the Eagles were king.
The Eagles rule.
Back to you, Rich.
Nobody asked you to do that.
It is National Taiwan-on Day. On Thanksgiving Eve.
Is that a martial art? Taiwan-on.
Taiwan-on. I'll tell you, I used to have a lot of fun, especially back in my 20s and 30s on this date, because it was the biggest club night of the year. It was the biggest club night of the year. Mm-hmm. And you'd see people that, come back to town and you hadn't seen in a long time.
That's what it was like in Chicago. It was kind of like, we had this place called Eric the Reds on the south side, and so many of my friends were regulars there. Mm-hmm. And in the early 70s, man, every Wednesday night we were at Eric's reconnecting with people.
Let's go ahead and talk about the biggest event here on the timeline, obviously. Dateline Dallas, Texas, Friday, November 23rd, 1963, 54 years ago. John F. Kennedy, 35th President of the United States, in a motorcade. He's going from Dallas Love Field through downtown Dallas on his way to a speech at the Dallas Trademark. 12:30 p.m. now. He's going past the Texas School Book Depository Building. Shots rang out. The president was hit. CBS interrupts their daytime soap opera As the World Turns, and Walter Cronkite breaks in over a CBS bulletin slide.
I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting. More details just arrived. These details about the same as previously. President Kennedy shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She called, "Oh no," the motorcade sped on. United Press says that the wounds for President Kennedy perhaps could be fatal. Repeating, a bulletin from CBS News, President Kennedy has been shot. by a would-be assassin in Dallas, Texas. Stay tuned to CBS News for further details.
Back in those days, it took several minutes to actually warm up a studio camera. There were tubes, so they had to warm up, and they had to roll them into the newsroom. But Walter was on, and we could see him. And then at 2:38 p.m. Eastern, Uncle Walter, as people refer to him, announced the grim news on John Kennedy's fate.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
This is the news event that defined TV. It brought the nation together. In fact, TV had never been on the air continuous for 3 days straight like that. Including, we watched live on Sunday afternoon, just before noon, as Jack Ruby assassinated Oswald on live TV.
Saw that.
The very moving state funeral. Which was modeled after Abe Lincoln's funeral. Nobody alive on that day will ever forget where they were or how they felt. Feeling of loss, shock, sadness.
I could go right back to the playground at John Hancock Elementary, which is still there. I don't know what they're doing with it these days, but I don't think it's an elementary school. And show you the square I was standing in.
Sure.
On the playground, when Dean Micheletto, who lived right across the street from the school, we were coming back from lunch. We went home for lunch. Very few kids stayed for lunch in school. And otherwise, I'd never remember this kid, but his eyes were like poached out to here. Yeah. Kennedy was shot. We all thought he was, this is a bad joke, you know. And he said, no, it was just on TV. And he lived right across the street. Most of us had left our houses to walk back to school before the story broke.
8-year-old boy in art class in Norwood Elementary School, Sheffield Lake, Ohio, forever changed. And it was even tough this morning as I relived it. Now, the rest of the timeline. 299 years ago, 1718, British soldiers board a ship with Blackbeard, the pirate, on it. Shot and stabbed more than 25 times. He died, cut off his Blackbeard, and they flew it on the ship's bow. How about that? Arr! 111 years ago, in 1906, SOS, the distress signal, was adopted as the International Radio Telegraphic Convention in Berlin. So SOS is still... I don't know why they picked those three letters, but... they did because it's... da-da-da-da-da-dash-dash-dash-da-da-da.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's what... That should be... But that was too quick. Oh. So it's three dots, three dashes, and three dots. 1961, Elvis's Blue Hawaii premiered. It was the most successful film of the year, grossing a whopping, I hope you're sitting, $4.7 million in 1961.
$4.7 million? That's considered a bad opening for any movie today.
Yeah, Jeez. Exactly.
That was the biggest of the year?
That was the biggest movie of the year. 1968, the Beatles' double white album release featuring Dear Prudence, Blackbird, Back in the USSR, George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. It certainly is on a very select list of some of the most famous, most important albums of all time. So, for our song of the day, let's do one from the White Album. Official name of the album is called The Beatles. This is definitely a Paul song all the way. On your timeline, on Thanksgiving Eve, Obladi, Oblada, life goes on. Yes, sir. The White Album.
It was totally ripped off by The Offspring for their song, Why Don't You Get a Job?
Who are The Offspring?
Don't worry about it.
It's they're an alternative rock group, and that was a kind of a 90s genre thing.
Pardon me for being out of it.
It always kind of bothered me because it was very blatant.
Yeah.
How they pulled
it
from Obladi.
Like, you're right. Yeah. 1975, Casey and the Sunshine Band at the top of the U.S. charts with That's the Way, I Like It,
Uh-huh.
I have played that with the song, by the way. Larry King doing the background. It can be done.
40 years ago, 1977, Debbie Boone had a number one hit, the forgettable and nauseating You Light Up My Life.
Oh, that's a jam.
Well, we were thankful for that.
What if they ever discoed that up, you know?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, you had to play those slow dance songs if you were a disco jock.
Uh-huh.
So that all the people that were hot for each other could have a chance to molest each other respectfully on the dance floor. Oh, come on. What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know.
I can honestly say, wouldn't you agree with this? Of all, it was number one for so many weeks. It is the biggest number one record that has never played anywhere, ever, ever again on any station, anywhere.
Right. Somebody bought it. Somebody owns it. Somebody listens to it in a closet and still likes it.
1988, the stealth bomber is unveiled. First time an Air Force plant in Palmdale, California. It was the Northrop B-2 Stealth, which was developed in great secrecy after a decade.
Badass plane.
Margaret Thatcher resigns on this date in 1990. What they used to call her, the Iron Lady or something like that.
Yeah.
She was, I really liked Maggie.
So did I.
20 years ago in 1997, 3 days before the start of the NXS 20th anniversary tour, lead singer Michael Hutchins was found dead in his hotel room outside of Sydney, Australia. Official cause of death was suicide by hanging. However, the real cause was the highly dangerous form of self-gratification known as erotica asphyxiation, which also took the life of David Carradine.
Okay.
He was only,
I didn't mean to laugh at that. I'm laughing at Greg.
He was only 37.
Had to go there, didn't you?
Kids at home, there's nothing funny about erotica asphyxiation. 12, by the way, don't try it. 12 years ago, in 2005, Ted Koppel stepped down as host of Nightline after 25 years.
What did his hair do?
Stayed.
You remember Ted Koppel's moment when he came in and replaced Frank Reynolds on the air when Frank had a meltdown during the Reagan shooting?
Yes. Yeah.
And then after
I wish I could impersonate. I think Daryl Hammond can impersonate Ted Koppel. Not too many can.
Daryl Hammond can do so many.
Yeah.
He's great.
7 years ago in 2010, pirates were put on trial for the first time in 400 years in Germany when 10 Somali pirates were prosecuted for attacking a German ship. All right, now birthdays. Scarlett Johansson is 33. Oscar Pistorius is 31. He is the runner with no legs who went to prison for killing his girlfriend. Mario Hemingway is 56 today. Jamie Lee Curtis is 59. She is returning to the Halloween franchise in the next movie. Steven Van Zandt, not only the E Street Band guitarist, but also more known as Silvio on The Sopranos, is 67 today.
He has a radio show called Little Steven's Underground Garage, and it's amazing.
It's on Sirius XM, yeah. Billie Jean King is 74. The song Philadelphia Freedom was done by Elton John as a tribute to Billie Jean King, by the way. Terry Gilliam is 77. Monty Python. Robert Vaughn would have had a birthday. He died last year in 2016. Napoleon Solo from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Rodney Dangerfield, still getting no respect. He would have had a birthday today. He died in 2004. He never made it in showbiz till he was in his 40s, which was in the 60s. Took him 20 years after that to become a household name, so persistence does pay off. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, 33 days till Christmas, 39 days till New Year's Eve, 85 days till Valentine's, 98 days till birthday cake, and 136 till wedding cake. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Go ahead.
You may speak.
Oh, thank you so much. I was just saying, can we have cheesecake on my birthday?
Yeah.
Cool.
You want me to make it?
Can you?
Make a really good cheesecake.
Okay.
If you like it creamy.
You just want a Golden Girls theme it, don't you?
I'm not a cake person.
I'll make you a delicious chocolate cheesecake.
Cheesecake is not, it's not cake. But it's...
It's eggs.
Is it a pie-like?
It's Philadelphia cream cheese. Mm. And,
Would it be classified as a pie instead of a cake?
No, it's a cheesecake.
No, it's a cake.
Okay.
There's a cream cheese pie that's really good.
Yeah.
I'll show you someday for show
that's
and
a
tell.
That's a little, I don't want to say runny. Cause
I'll bring in my springform pie pan when you take it apart and the cake is there.
Because you bake it.
Yeah. Oh, I think I've seen that. Yeah.
You gotta. And for a cheese for you, I'll build a crust. I'll make a crust from scratch for you.
Ooh.
And not do one of those preformed things.
Oh.
It makes it thicker and tastier.
What is it? It's 98 days from now?
Yeah.
I'll be 33.
And she calls herself Old Lady Hayes.
I am Old Lady Hayes.
You had mentioned Oscar Pretorius
in
the timeline, who is serving time for doing evil. He had no legs. Here's a guy, a Marine veteran named Rob Jones, who lost both of his legs in Afghanistan. Listen to what he did. Think about this. We complain about climbing these stairs. He did 31 marathons in 31 days running on prosthetics. Listen.
Thankful for all this group of people around here supporting me. I feel thankful to live in a country that appreciates veterans so much. I feel thankful for living in a country where there's so many people that are willing to sacrifice everything for it. And I'm thankful for living in a country that's worth that sacrifice that people make. So. Thank you, everybody.
Hurrah!
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 Thank you.
Pretty amazing, huh?
I didn't get a hurrah out of that guy.
You moved during the picture, too. 640. There is nothing wrong with doing something for yourself for Christmas. If you've been a good boy or girl and you deserve a reward and you want your vision restored with a LASIK procedure...
I just thought
this is the soundtrack for Montgomery Eye Physicians with composer Rich Thomas.
It actually worked.
Who also did the theme for Star Wars, you may recall. It costs you nothing to find out if LASIK will work for you. That's just a matter of making an appointment at 272-2020. Today, tomorrow, there'll be many people thankful that LASIK has come along because they no longer have to deal with glasses and contact lenses and all that. They can set up in their favorite chair, prop up in bed, and read a book without visual assistance, thanks to Dr. Swan and Chin and their expertise at Montgomery Eye. Nobody has more experience than this team, and this is a practice that's been around since 1945, so they can handle all your family's eye care needs. But for LASIK, you got to see the refractive surgery counselor to find out if it will work for you. 272-2020 is the number to call later this morning, 272-2020, or learn more about LASIK and this incredible team of people by going to getlasik.me.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I have about a 10-minute ride from my house, then onto the interstate and over to here, and I could notice a lot of additional traffic this morning as people are had their cars all packed up going to grandma's house or wherever for their Thanksgiving holiday. Good bit of sunshine today. It's a little chilly out there this morning, but it's going to be a great day with a high around 65. There have been Thanksgivings where we've had tornado warnings and cold and rain, and but this one is not like that at all. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, cool sunshine, but it should be nice. Great Turkey Day classic weather, too, with a high temperature tomorrow around 64. Low tomorrow night, 42. Black Friday, mid-60s. I think we're probably around 66 for the afternoon high. Iron Bowl Saturday, how about upper 60s? A beautiful weekend. Mostly sunny skies. Kickoff in Auburn, 65 degrees. That's a 2:30 kick. Cooler on Sunday with a high around 60 and down to the low 30s on Monday morning. This morning, clear skies, calm winds, temperature 40 now. It's 39 in Alexander City at 6:42.
About an hour from now, we'll be doing the annual Duncan and Son Iron Bowl Predict-a-thon. And I don't know yet what Don has planned, but it's always something big for the Iron Bowl, and you'll be able to start making predictions shortly. 6:43.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We continue with the all clear this morning. No problems so far. Interstate Systems Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, 31's all clear.
Enroll now for admissions and financial aid for spring classes starting January 10th at Trenum State. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know, we're
you see, my husband has a bladder control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his bladder, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherx. Just two Blatherx tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their buggy.
Blather control is no laughing matter. So now there's Blatherx, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts, 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, monogrammable gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God appreciates our gratitude. The Bible tells us that one day, 10 men with the incurable skin disease of leprosy begged Jesus to heal them. Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priests who could examine them and pronounce them cured. As they went, they were miraculously cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Sadly, only one of the former lepers came back to thank God. Fortunately for us, we have a national holiday set aside to thank God. Most of us even have the day off. So what if this Thanksgiving, we thank God like the man who came back? God appreciates our gratitude, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hi, I'm Conrad Misseldine with Air Conditioning by Luke Wire. It's been several months since we even thought about the cold weather, but the long-range prediction for the river region is a chillier than average winter. Is your furnace up to the job, or is it time to consider getting a new one? At Luke Wire, we've just purchased a truckload of furnaces from Carrier so that we can offer a huge discount. These units will be in different sizes as well as both gas and electric. Now's the perfect time for you to call us and schedule a heating tune-up. But if your furnace is old, we can change it out and save you 20%. Furnaces that are several years old may become a danger to your family. So call Air Conditioning by Luke Wire. We will talk with you about replacing your old unit with an up-to-date, safe Carrier furnace. Save 20% by calling us now, and you'll be ready for the colder weather that will be upon us before we know it. Don't miss out on Luke Wire's truckload Carrier furnace sale going on now for a limited time. Call 264-9666 or visit us online at acbylukewire.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. James Dobson. You know, last November, I believe God gave America another chance with the election of Donald J. Trump. But he now needs the presence and leadership of Judge Roy Moore to make America great again. And that's why I'm asking my friends in Alabama to elect Judge Roy Moore to the United States Senate. Judge Moore is a man of proven character and integrity, and he has served Alabama and this country very, very well. I've known him for over 15 years, but recently I've been dismayed and troubled about the way he and his wife Kayla have been personally attacked by the Washington establishment. Judge Moore has stood for our religious liberty and for the sanctity of marriage when it seemed like the entire world was against him. I hope you'll vote for Judge Roy Moore for United States Senate.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is going to be a really special Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving! We brought chicken wings.
Happy Thanksgiving! I brought marshmallow peeps.
Hey, turkey boy, want to show me your giblets?
And you'll have fun, 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 till the day it takes a deeper away. Fun, 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 till the day it takes a deeper
away. That was the best Thanksgiving dinner ever.
Ah, come on, boys, it's Thanksgiving.
Dad's getting drunk on Thanksgiving is a holiday tradition.
The turkey, the stuffing,
the cranberries.
Chow time, boys.
And you'll have fun, 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 now the day it takes a deeper away.
Us all, huh? Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Remember the cheap and trashy celebrity Halloween gossip birthday, and well, you don't do the birthdays. Rich does those.
That's all right.
The only reason I said that is because that's what I called it in Florida, and I had a flashback just now.
Uh-oh. I heard that can happen.
Good thing I'm on the radio and not trying to land airplanes at an airport somewhere. Huh? I have always taken great pride in being the first with the latest on Star Wars news. And I have bad news.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bad news for Star Wars fans.
Whoa. It's all been canceled. No.
Despite some fan speculation, the director of The Last Jedi says Lando Calrissian is not going to be in it. But Billy Dee Williams' rep says he'd be happy to be in any future Star Wars film. Billy Dee Williams would probably be happy to be in any film, period. If he is cast. TV ratings from last week. Now, Sunday Night Football had a little bit of a lurch up with 21 million viewers to finish number one for the week. Thursday Night Football was 2 with 13 million. That's not that impressive. The ominous football number is Monday Night Football, which is plummeting. Finished 19th.
Really?
For the week with 8.8 million viewers. And sometime after the Thanksgiving holiday is over, it's very possible that some of the names you know from SportsCenter will be going away from ESPN. They are going to be laying off somewhere between 80 and 100 people. And okay, please start. Do me a favor, ESPN, once, get rid of Jemele Hill first. She's one of the reasons you're losing customers. The guy responsible, I forgot to do the proper introduction for this.
New celebrities are named every day. Who is it this time? Let's find out. Today's celebrity dirtbag. Today's celebrity dirtbag is
John Lasseter, founder of Pixar and the head of Disney Animation.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. How about this? The man responsible for Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Frozen, and Moana, accused of sexual harassment.
Wait, what'd you call that first one?
Toy Story.
Okay.
And that was done deliberately, yes. I'm not on drugs. Anyway, this guy Lasseter said yesterday that he was going to be stepping aside for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. To think, to consider.
Yeah.
Himself, yeah. His situation in his past.
And one Rashida Jones is one of the people who was a victim, allegedly, of this guy. But I don't think, you know, if he hadn't done it, he wouldn't be stepping. I know I wouldn't.
No.
If I was accused of something I didn't do, you'd have to pry me off the walls. So there. She, though, this Rashida Jones is sort of saying, well, whatever. Anyway, he's the latest big name. You already know Charlie Rose lost both of his jobs yesterday, CBS and PBS, and he's going to be under the rock of obscurity soon. Charlie who? 36 women who worked with Al Franken on Saturday Night Live released a statement defending him, saying they never experienced any inappropriate behavior with them. Well, that's nice, isn't it? But there are plenty who say he did, and if it wasn't you, what does that mean? That he's okay? That we should just overlook it? That we should, you know, shriek to the high heavens that Roy Moore is still in the race in Alabama? Well, he's still sitting in a Senate seat along with his pal Bob Menendez, who has been accused of soliciting underage prostitutes. It's a two-standard world.
I'm ready for the whole thing to be over. I'm tired of it. It's not going to be over.
It's not going to be over anytime. Not the election. None of this.
The election
stuff.
Won't end it.
No. The election will actually launch a whole new thing.
Because if he gets in, then there's going to be the whole situation about will he be removed.
Right.
You do understand that I know this, that I fully understand this. I'm just saying, I want it all to be over. I'm tired of it. I've fatigued. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I want whatever needs to be done, done. And if somebody's guilty of something, then I want them to be held accountable for it. And I just want the national media to leave us the flip alone. I'm tired of people coming into Alabama thinking they can run stuff.
Oh, they're salivating. They're moist. They're moist over the idea that
being, you know,
we're going to lose a Republican Senate.
We're Southern. We don't need anybody else helping us out.
We
take care of ourselves.
We understand that.
I'm just tired of... Ah! I'm mad now.
Here's a trailer for a movie opening today to take your mind off the Alabama Senate race.
A young boy is on an adventure in the animated film Coco. He visits the land of the dead, where the careers of Hollywood sleazebags go. Coco, now open.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Numbers in on Justice League, Jay?
Yeah,
they're saying it's expected to lose between $50 and $100 million.
Yeah, it's not going to do well.
Yeah, whoever produced that, I'm sure, is real happy they wrote that check. Guess what? The Eagles
rule.
Have announced some 2018 tour dates with Glenn Frey's son, Deacon, filling in for him. And among the opening acts on some of these Eagle concert dates, Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, and Chris Stapleton.
It's the 40th anniversary of Hotel California.
And finally, Donald Fagen is suing Walter Becker's estate for control of Steely Dan.
Ooh.
And we mentioned Debbie Cassidy earlier in the show.
What you're saying that the family has taken issue with who owns the music, or is that what you say?
I think there's a battle going on there, yes. Ah. So, it never ends. It never ends. Hey, Rusty sent us a brand new... we used it yesterday, didn't we? We played it, right?
Christmas story? Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
What time did I play that? 7 or 8?
I think
it was
8.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll play it at 7 then.
All right.
How about if I do that?
How about that?
And if it's okay with you guys, I'd like to quickly check the category of cars at Jack Ingram. You know, some people, we did it for Janelle's birthday when she had earned her chops as a new driver and was ready for a vehicle, because in Florida, it's not about spoilage as much as it is practicality, because most kids go to a school that requires either a long bus journey, and that's always something parents can feel safe about their kids doing, or driving themselves. So when she was ready, we got her a Volkswagen Jetta and gave it to her for her birthday. And if you're planning on doing something similar for a new driver in your family, whether it's a birthday or Christmas gift, you need to buy a vehicle that you can purchase with confidence, because you don't want a brand new driver running around in something that's just a potential pile of problems waiting to happen. Don't let that happen to you. Now they've got 20 in this category at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, cars available under $10,000. If you want your new driver in something big and protective, there's a Lexus ES300, a 2005 in there. If you want something economical, that 2006 Ford Focus. These cars, all of them have dozens of photos. So if you shop online, you'll be able to get a good look at the vehicles that interest you, and you'll be amazed. The bodies are in great shape, the interiors are clean and pristine, but the engines have been certified and signed off on by the Ingram family team of mechanics as worthy of being sold with the Jack Ingram name attached. Otherwise, vehicles that could cause any trouble go right back to auction. So shop with confidence. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or stop by and visit Tip Thames and his incredible team of people at that location, or again on Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars.com. It is 6:58. We got a fresh edition of Fox News coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Jay's got random facts ready to go, and then we'll do our $10 food outlet pop quiz right afterward.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent. people who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, proud hiring partner of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr.